From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. government is accusing North Korea of launching a crippling cyber attack that affected hundreds of thousands of computers across the globe earlier this year. U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert spoke at the White House to reporters on Tuesday.
After careful investigation, the United States is publicly attributing the massive WannaCry cyber attack to North Korea. We do not make this allegation lightly. We do so with evidence, and we do so with partners. Other governments and private companies agree. The United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Japan have seen our analysis, and they join us in denouncing North Korea for WannaCry. Commercial partners have also acted. Microsoft traced the attack to cyber affiliates of North Korean government, and others in the security community have contributed their analysis.
North Korea has long been suspected of distributing a computer virus called WannaCry in May. The virus prevented users in for at least 150 countries from getting access to files on their computers. Bossert told reporters we're going to shame them for it. He admitted there is little that can be done to bring specific perpetrators to justice. He said, however, we're comfortable in this case that it was directed by the government of North Korea. Japan is expanding its ballistic missile defense system in response to a growing threat from North Korean rockets. It will add ground-based Aegis radar stations and interceptors to the missile defense system it now deploys on its warships. On Tuesday, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Qing said all countries should consider the security concerns of other countries as well as their own. This is VOA News. Saudi